I'm Mary Dixon with your Chicago News Update from WBEZ. Federal law enforcement agencies arrested a downstate Illinois man yesterday on charges related to the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Shane Jason Woods of Auburn faces charges including assault on a law enforcement officer and other violent acts. Charging documents allege the 43-year-old tripped a Capitol police officer who'd been sprayed with bear mace. The feds also say Woods is the first person apprehended for assaults on news media. He allegedly joined in on a crowd yelling at and spitting on journalists in a media staging area. A Chicago cop could face discipline for an arrest 15 years ago involving officers sent to prison for corruption. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell reports.
For years, a unit led by Sergeant Ronald Watts allegedly planted drugs and false charges on people who refused to pay them off. Those people included Ben Baker. He was arrested twice in 2005 and sent to prison. In 2012, the feds finally busted Watts and one of the cops he supervised. Judges started throwing out convictions tied to the team, starting with Baker's. Now a former member of Watts' team still on duty could face discipline over one of Baker's arrests. CPD has stripped Sergeant Alvin Jones of police powers. Jones would be the first cop in the scandal punished by the city. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.
In Chicago, about 34% of incidents where police use force result in a trip to the hospital. That according to an analysis by the Marshall Project and NBC News. They also report this could be an undercount, according to the Chicago Inspector General's office. Professor Nicole Gonzalez-Van Cleve with Brown University has researched Chicago's police department.
We expect police officers to be providing some level of care to a certain extent, but the culture itself of policing doesn't match that.
Gonzalez Van Cleve says people should put pressure on public officials who claim to support police reform. About 2,500 Cook County employees plan to go on strike today over wages. Hundreds of nurses who work in Cook County's public health system were on a one-day strike yesterday, demanding the county hire more nurses. The Chicago City Council has unfinished business to do this afternoon, that after they abruptly adjourned their monthly meeting Wednesday. WBEZ's Becky Vivi reports.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot and aldermen got into a tense tussle over parliamentary procedure.
We're going to Alderman
which
Harris.
Brought about a quick and strange end to a meeting filled with important items. Later this afternoon, council will meet again to discuss and vote on a number of controversial items, including a midnight curfew on liquor sales, a new woman to lead the city's law department, and the renaming of Lakeshore Drive after Jean-Baptiste Pont du Sable. That item got held up last month, too. Since then, Lightfoot and others have been pushing for an alternative or compromise. Becky Vivi, WBEZ News.
Officials in Kenosha have denied a claim for damages from Jacob Blake. The black man was paralyzed when he was shot by a white police officer last summer. Blake wanted damages for medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering and disfigurement. The claim was capped at $50,000 under Wisconsin state law. Blake's lawyer submitted an itemization of special damages in the amount of nearly $777,000. The Kenosha City Council voted unanimously to reject Blake's request. The Kenosha News reports there was no deliberation. A mural honoring a former gang member turned peace activist is currently being restored in Pilsen. WBEZ's Leslie Hurtado has more.
Pilsen artist Salvador Vega remembers community members commissioning him to paint a mural of David Boogie Gonzalez 2 years after he died in the 70s. Gonzalez was an outreach worker who brought gangs together to settle their differences. He was killed in a drive-by shooting after stopping a fight between two gangs. Vega, who also lost his brothers to gang violence, believes restoring the mural will influence future generations.
There is still violence in this community, and it's still part of this project that's about unity and awareness of these abuses.
Vega says he plans to complete the mural in 2 months. Leslie Hurtado, WBEZ News.
Weather today, showers and thunderstorms and a high of 78. More torrential rainfall tonight. Listen to the latest news live on WBEZ.org. That's your Chicago News Update. I'm Mary Dixon with WBEZ.